Hi everyone, this is Yukari Peerless and you're listening to Living Brave Podcast. This is supposed to be episode 9, but this is my first episode I'm doing on Anchor. And this is the first time I actually have a title of my podcast. So I guess this could be episode 1. I have been experimenting to see where I want to host my podcast. I initially started at this Japanese website called Note, and they let you record on their app. But if I do it on mobile, I can only do it for 5 minutes on my mobile. So then I did one just random episode on YouTube. I just did a video version, and I'm still not 100% with Anchor, but at least Anchor is getting popular. More and more people just record their podcast on their mobile, so I'm just giving it a try. Don't have 100% faith on them yet for various reasons, but let's see. Maybe I'll do a few episodes here, and once I have enough support from you guys, maybe I can have proper hosted podcast just like my Japanese one. Again, thank you for joining me. Just wanted to talk a little bit about because I'm a podcast junkie. I listen to podcasts all the time, and there's something I listen to I really loved. I've written about this podcast before. It's my favorite podcast. It's called Ologies by Ali Ward. This is a science podcast, and Ali would interview different ologists, like, you know, let's see, psychologist or anything, all these science people that start with something ologist. I just love Ali. She's just so fun and honest and real, and their tagline is ask smart people stupid questions. And I'm not a scientific person. I'm not the very educated person, but I really enjoy listening to their podcast, and I learn something new every single time. So their episode, Ologies, reached 100th episode. So congratulations, Ali. And she had an amazing little, like a mini show to celebrate the 100th episode. And she kind of shared what she learned doing the 100 episodes of Ologies, and it really struck a chord with me. One of the first things she said was the path is not a straight line. You know, not many people would say, well, I'm gonna be a zoologist, and decide when you're in high school and go straight to zoologist. Like, that doesn't happen. Like, most people she interviewed, like, they do this and they do that and they do a little bit of different thing, and you know, that's life. And I really agree with that. Like my life is like that too. Like, I really, like let's be honest, like, I really don't know what I'm doing. Like, you, and you don't know what you're doing either. So her message was like, nothing would be perfect, so just do the thing you want to do, right? And another thing I really loved what she said was, no one can do your life as well as you do, right? You're the best person to live your life, not other people. So let's do that, right? Just wanted to say that time is running out, guys. Like, life is so short. Just do the thing that you really want to do. Just do it. Like, again, like, nothing will ever be perfect. You cannot wait for the perfect moment. So just do it. I don't mean to be like Nike, but yeah. Okay, so that's my message for today. I gotta get back to my article. I have an article that's due today, and it's like 5:30 in the afternoon, so I gotta get back to writing. Anyway, so I just wanted to let you know. Okay, so do your thing. Just do it. Remember, you're enough and doing the best you can. Be kind to yourself. Okay, now go do your thing. Okay, bye-bye.